Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi. Welcome to the Double Cleanse podcast. My name is James Welsh.
My name is Robert Welsh. Hi.
Hi. Help.
Oh my God, help. Listen, guys, if you can hear... No, I'm trying to stop saying guys. Listen, everyone. If you can hear fans in the background, I do apologize, but there's no way we can sit in these country.
Yes, in these country, in it's this so particular hot. Climate.
Without fans on, honestly, we would die.
It's actually unbearable. And like, I know like a lot of people, like especially America, look at our heat waves and are like, guys, come on, like it's hotter than that here, like all the time. But the UK is not built to have these kind of conditions. Our houses are all made out of brick and not wood.
They all contain heat. They're made to retain heat, like we retain water.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Maybe. Yeah, because we're like 90% water or something. But yes, our houses aren't made for this. Our shopping malls aren't made for this. Like, the only place you find air conditioning doesn't come standard in homes like it does in a lot of places across the world.
Disgusting.
You might get it in restaurants, you might get it in shopping, like grocery stores and things like that, but you do not get it at homes. Like, we have had to buy like a separate air conditioning unit. And you know, it's going to be amazing, but a lot of people are like, why do you not have aircon? And then a lot of people are like, do you not have fans? Like, yeah, we have fans, but like, they push hot air around.
They push hot air in a circle.
Yeah. It feels like someone's breathing on you.
Yeah. It's like, ah, I'll help, huh?
Is this working? It's truly awful.
Yeah, you know what I've started to do? I have a spritz bottle of water, and I just spray that on me and sit in front of a fan, and it's good for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds incredibly drying for your skin.
Listen, I'd rather be dry than hot.
Yeah, true.
As the saying goes.
As the popular saying goes. I was going to say something, then I forgot.
How's your week been?
Well, what day is it? It's only Tuesday.
Oh.
I mean, since we last recorded, I guess.
I guess
fine. You know what? This heat wave really does put a damper on stuff, because you have to change everything. And it's like, I hated summer as it is without a dog, but now we've got a dog, all I can think about is if she's okay. She's a double coated dog, so she's got that fluffy fur underneath and she's got that coarser fur on top, right? Golden retrievers.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so like German shepherds have it, and other dogs, but they shed as well, so like the fluffy hair underneath keeps them like warm in winter, and the coarser hair on tops allows air to circulate around their body, keeping them cool. The problem is Brie is now shedding, so all that baby fluffy hair is just going everywhere. It's what they do, like when the temperature rises it goes off, so not only is it hot, but we're having to brush her outside in the sun so that the hair doesn't go everywhere. We're having to constantly hoover and tidy the house because her hair is everywhere whilst it's hot and whilst we don't have air conditioning, and we can only walk her once a day, and then the rest of the time we have to like water play with her in the garden when it's hot. So like, this heat wave has just changed everything and ruined our lives.
We can't even walk when it's just so small, like it's just gonna get too much for her. And you can wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and it's like 27 degrees. Yeah. It's like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And her poor little feet as well on the pavement. And where we live, it's all new roads, so it's like that black kind of tarmac where it's really hot. It hasn't turned grey yet, you know?
Yeah. See, we've got like grey tarmac, then a field, and then literally another field attached to a field, so we can take her out in the morning. But
carry it's just her when, to the grass.
Carry it. It's when people say that they enjoy this weather. It's like, can you tell me what exactly it is you enjoy about, first of all, if you sit out in the sun, how horribly uncomfortable it is. What is it that you enjoy about sweating? Not being able to sleep comfortably, melting into your sofa, being sweaty everywhere, like having sweaty eyelids. Like, what is it that you are enjoying about summer?
Yeah, take away the fact that people like to tan. What is left?
Oh.
What is left?
What is left?
Apart from it's like, vitamin D and I feel great. Do you though? Do you feel great? Or would you rather be like, you know, all snug inside?
Comfortable. It's, and taking supplements. Mm,
it's raining outside and you're inside and it's lovely. Do you know what I mean? And you can wear that jumper that you bought for some reason last week, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
And Twitches 2 is on the TV. And, you know, that's all I want. That's all I want.
Well, that's life, I guess, James. We can't change the seasons, but we can pick our families. Or
We can just do more global warming and try and shove it to a bit later.
Exactly.
No, listen, everyone, recycle your everything.
Yeah, unless it's not recyclable.
Unless it's not recyclable. Care for the world. We only get one. Robert.
Yeah.
I have a question. This might come as a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
Oh, goodness me, I'm caught off guard.
Yeah, probably really taken back.
Yes, James, there is. it's a Korean product, which we really like to talk about quite a lot.
Mm.
And it's a powder from Pony Effect. And you know what? The name's written in Korean on the back, so I don't actually know what the powder's called. But it's one that comes with a powder on the left and then like a sponge applicator on the right, which I would just throw away immediately, the sponge applicator.
Show me, because I have no idea what you mean. I don't understand. Oh, I love it.
Literally what I just said. I don't even think you need to see it, James. it's a really nice, fine, lightweight powder that blurs the skin. I like a powder to blur a little bit, but also give a tiny bit of coverage. So that is really great. And you know what? Recently, one of my favourite brand, Besame. I mix up Besame and Bess together. They discontinued one of my favourite powders they do, which is a cashmere powder. Completely discontinued. And I can't, it's not like I can order in bulk because I have to order it from America. And then getting it here, it's like, oh, we're only going to charge you £300 for us to bring it in the country, you know?
Yeah.
So, so this one is a really great alternative. It does what the other one does. But I do wish that the other one wasn't discontinued, but that's life. C'est la vie.
Yes, qu'est la vette. You love good Pony Effect stuff, don't you?
I just like everything they make. Does she make it? I don't know if it's just her name on it, but...
And for everyone listening, if you want to see the products that we're talking about, they're always on a post, on the episode post over on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At the Double Cleanse
Podcast.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
None at all.
Oh, okay.
James, I do actually have one question for you, actually. I need to ask you. Is there anything you've been loving this week? No, that's not it.
That's not it.
James, is there anything you've been loving? Like, fuck. James.
Try again.
No, it's the heat. James, is there anything you've been loving this week? No, I can't have this week on the end. Just tell me.
There actually is, and you know what? There's two sunscreens that I've been really, really enjoying. Mm. One of them
You only get to tell me one, though.
Oh.
It's one product.
Yeah, but you just talked about Besame and Pony Effect, so...
That's a different situation.
Okay, I don't see how. one of them I've really been liking, and I'm disappointed to say, actually, and not because of who it is, but I've really been liking the Kylie Skin sunscreen. The facial one. And the reason I'm like disappointed to say it is because I actually ordered it alongside the Super Goop, like invisible sunscreen, I think it's called, to do a comparison and basically just to see like if Kylie's skin basically ripped off Super Goop, which apparently she did. And Susan Yara actually posted a video all about it. So like just as I ordered everything the next day, she posted a video about it. And basically the Kylie Skin sunscreen is a copy, basically, of the Super Goop one, just a few different ingredients. But I've been really, really enjoying it. The one I've also been liking is the Black Girl sunscreen, but they're kids. It's SPF 50, yeah. And I think, I should have maybe looked why, but I think it's because it's like a water resistant one. So if, you know, they're playing in the water.
Right, you don't have to keep reapplying.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's up to 80 minutes without reapplication. So,
yeah.
But when I first got it, I was like, this is going to be too much for me. It's going to be too heavy. Obviously, it being Black Girl sunscreen, I knew there wasn't going to be a white cast. So I wasn't worried about that. But I was just worried about the sort of thickness and oiliness. But there's none of that. Absolutely none of that. It goes on super nice and moisturising without being too heavy. And like, I could comfortably wear it in this weather without feeling like I'm bogged down. And I could skip a moisturiser and just use that. And really, really been loving it. And I'm glad that they've got, you know, they were popular before the Black Lives Matter movement. But I think a lot of people, a lot of creators have kind of been talking about it non-stop now. Because it's one of the brands that really stuck out.
Do they make a body one?
I don't know, actually. I just got the face ones because I cover up. Like, I don't, you know, when I go outside, I may as well just be wearing a bed sheet, you know?
Oh, I wish I could wear a bed sheet outside and it would be
normalize bed sheets.
Normalize
and
boys
sun-visors.
Wearing bed sheets outside.
Yeah. Sign our petition.
Winnie, off. Winnie, stop.
What's she doing? Oh my god, Rob just smacked Winnie. You all heard.
No, I clapped. I clapped. She is chewing. I got a new cushion and it has little balls around the edge. Stop it, please, baby. There's one missing.
Listen, you know we're not allowed nice things now we have a dog.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I bought, when Winnie was a puppy, I bought one of those chunky knit blankets.
Oh my god, yeah.
I remember I left her in the living room. I don't know that dogs eat everything. I just thought they eat like food things. Mm. And I left it in there. I think, what was I doing? I think I just went to the kitchen. She was on the sofa just sitting near it. I come back and it's like in half. Like, not the whole thing. But there's like a patch in it where one of the chunky knits is almost like coming apart. I was like, for fuck's sake. I've always wanted one. And now it's ruined.
You've ruined.
I can only get one now, to be fair.
Yeah. Bree's actually not ever chewed up anything, actually. I don't know why I said that, because Bree's really good.
Well, good for you.
We could literally leave something on a table and she'll just like put her head on the table looking at it and looking at us, like asking to have it. But she's not chewed off furniture.
She's so sure.
She's incredibly fearful. No, what's the word? Timid.
Not fatted. Timid. That's it. She's so fatted.
Oh gosh, she's so fatted.
Normalised dogs being fatted.
Fatted, yeah. No.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah.
Completely off subject, but I, you know, we were having like really stressful weeks, right?
Oh yeah. Last week, our podcast was like,
yeah. Yesterday was Monday, right? We're recording this on a Tuesday. Surprise.
I don't know why it's a surprise. Why is that a surprise?
Monday was also really stressful. It was like the end of my stressful week, if that makes sense. I had loads to do in that day and get it done by a certain time. And I did it, and on Mondays I do like ghost story videos, and literally the day before I ask people to send me like voice recordings or videos of them telling their own ghost stories, because I was like, I can just put them in and I won't have to edit anything. And oh my god, it was the best thing I've ever done. Loads of people did it.
It was so good.
The last two, all of them were amazing, but the last two, I could not deal with it. I need to
cry. Because my wardrobe is open and it's
behind
me.
Oh my god, it was so good. So it really made my whole week. Like, I actually filmed a video before and fucked it up, and I'm glad I did. It was so good. It really calmed me down. The whole thing was great. And now I'm back on a nice, easy, breezy week.
Okay, well, good for you.
I was going to say, go listen to them. Because they're so good.
The ten plate story, I should not have listened to. The moment she started counting to open the story, I should have stopped. I absolutely should have stopped.
I thought someone has sent me like some weird mystery recording. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like when you watch the Ring video, but listen to this, you know?
Oh my god.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. right, let's do our podcast. So this week we thought, kind of like leading on from last week, but inspired by last week, we thought we'd talk about hate comments, troll comments on the online platforms.
Yes, on any online platforms. What did we talk about last week?
I can't remember.
Oh, reviews. It was like reviews and stuff.
Oh, reviewing. Yeah, like whether people are like being bribed and stuff. Like, gifting and all that kind of stuff.
That's it.
And we kind of touched on the comments that people are receiving when they do like product reviews and stuff. So I thought it'd be interesting just so about hate comments and not in a kind of way that's like, you know, be yourself and ignore them and all like that kind of stuff. Obviously, we're going to talk about how we feel about hate comments and what we think is the best course of action when it comes to them.
Yes.
But yeah, we thought we'd try and keep it a bit lighter and kind of like discuss the hate comments and what we would do. We asked some of you guys for your best hate comments.
Send us your best hate
your comments. Top hate comments. No, some of the hate comments that you've received, and we thought we could discuss them. And I think the goal of this is to kind of look at these comments and just realize how ridiculous these people are.
Yeah.
You know?
Just before we get into that, James Welsh, let me just ask you, if you remember, how did you feel when you first received your first hate comment, or the first thing you remember?
So I will always remember my first hate comment because I wasn't actually online. Like, I didn't have an online presence, but it was when I worked for Top Man Personal Shopping.
Yeah.
And we used to post like short videos, like just talking like styling tips and stuff like that. We used to also do like some ghost writing for some YouTubers that would come in and present a few things about style and stuff like that. And when we launched, when we had like a new launch of the area, it had all been done up. They were taking pictures of like the stylist team. And at that point, I was like one of the main stylists, and they posted them on the Top Man Facebook. And someone left a comment saying about me, "You can tell from his haircut that he dropped out of school and has no education whatsoever." And all it was what I have now. I guess it was when this like faded like sidestep thing was coming into fashion. And I remember being so confused about it because I was like, what are they talking, like, that doesn't make sense, first of all. And like, I can't reply to this person because I don't have like an account to reply to them. And I was like, why would they do that on a Top Man like kind of thing? I was more confused about it than annoyed, because this comment doesn't make any sense. And I can't remember my first like YouTube on my own like platform, because then again, I worked for ASOS and I had like an online platform, and like people would leave hate comments. So I guess it's kind of like not bothered me to the point where I did have my own YouTube channel. I knew hate comments were coming, so when I got them, I was just like,
right.
Do you remember your first?
I actually don't.
No.
But I remember one of the first hate comments when my video started picking up a little bit. And usually my hate comments are always something like, it's usually my eyebrow, and it's usually like, how can he, what was it? What did this woman say?
Like, how can you talk about makeup?
Why would we take advice from somebody who doesn't cover, who has a scar in her eyebrow, or draws on her eyebrow? Oh, that was it. How can you take makeup advice from someone who draws on her eyebrow like that? And I replied, I was like, oh, it's actually a scar. Like, I don't fill it in because it's difficult to find products that actually sit on top to physically draw on scar tissue. And because it makes one eyebrow look thicker than the other if I do. And also, I don't mind it being there. It's been there all my life, whatever. And then I was like, I thought about it and I was like, why would you leave a comment like this, though? Like, I replied to it. And she was like, oh, something, something, something. Oh, by the way, who does your Botox? And I was like, a nurse.
A registered Botox.
A registered Botox nurse. And she was like, something, something, eyebrows, something like this. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
And then I went through like a phase. I don't do it as much now, but I went through a phase of pinning hate comments.
Oh yeah.
So they go to the top. We'll talk more about that later. But she started to reply to every single person who replied to it. So God. I blocked her and deleted her. But yeah, that was one that really sticks in my mind because I was really confused. I was like, I don't get how people can, let's say, like, a scar stops you doing makeup.
Makeup, yeah.
It's like a fireman burning a pizza and be like, you can't put out fires now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For the rest of your life. It doesn't make sense.
This is like the thing that, like, hate comments, I'll just put my start to them now. They never get to me. Like they really don't bother me. Yeah. What bothers me is the stupidity of some of the hate comments, and that's when I would reply because I'm like, hang on, like, do you want to rephrase that and try again? Because I don't understand like what you're saying.
Yeah,
or like little things like where they clearly haven't done their research.
Yeah.
Like the one that the latest ones was about. We were talking about the Fenty skin and this whole fragrance thing. People like, You're a fucking liar. Like, you've always liked fragrance and now you're sucking up to Rihanna. Just, no, you've always hated fragrance and now you're sucking up to Fenty just because it's Rihanna. I'm like, this comment annoyed me, not because they were accusing me or something, but because I've never had a problem with fragrance. And they've just pulled that out of nowhere. They're making shit up. So I replied, like, show me one video where I've, like, said I hate fragrance. Like, oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry,
this
I must have got
thing.
It wrong.
Oh
and
my
it's
god.
Like, what did you think was going to happen?
When people leave hate comments and you talk to it, like confront them, like, oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm so sorry if I've hurt you. Are you socially fucking dumb? Like, who is teaching you how to interact with people?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on that you... Imagine me coming around to your house one day, and I'm in your space, because that's what your social media is. It's your space. And I walk in, I'm like, James, I fucking hate what you've done in your house. And you're like, oh, but I did it because... I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Like, what... You seem like... You look dumb. You look so stupid. It's really strange.
Yeah. What's more annoying is when you say... Turn around to them and be like, well, no, actually. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, oh, I see you can't take criticism. It's like, no, what you said isn't criticism.
Yeah, and I'm
it's
asking
not
you a
constructive
question.
Criticism. I'm asking you a question and you're not able to answer it because what you just said didn't make sense.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between a hate comment and constructive criticism.
Oh,
and I don't think
that.
People know the difference.
Yeah, let's discuss that because we
not people in general, but the people leaving the comment genuinely don't realize how to leave constructive criticism.
Exactly. Let's talk about that because we put it on our Instagram. Let me actually see what we asked you because I always forget. One second, please. I'm just touching my phone like my mum would look at her phone.
With a single finger.
Just tapping anything going, whoops. Okay, we asked you guys, do you think influencers should block people who leave hate comments? And then we asked that before, but we actually did the poll wrong. We asked it like it was a question and it was
a
right or wrong
choice.
Answer. Yeah. Instead of like a poll. And a lot of people were saying, if it's constructive criticism, then they shouldn't be blocked, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good point. So we changed it to, like, not, in brackets, not constructive criticism. So what do you feel is constructive criticism versus a hate comment?
So, for example, let's say I was talking about... I'm trying to think of something I've done. Okay, let's talk about your eyebrows. Say I didn't know you and I see your videos and you're a makeup artist. A hate comment would be, what the fuck is on your eyebrow? How can you be a makeup artist if you don't even know how to cover it?
Right.
Doing constructive criticism would be like, oh, I'm just wondering, as a makeup artist, why do you choose not to cover your eyebrow to have like symmetry on your face, for example? Do you know what I mean? Or like, that's kind of a bad example.
That's just a question.
That's just a question. So for me, for example, like if I get something wrong about an ingredient.
Right.
Or I mispronounce something or something like that.
Right.
Like, so let's say I mispronounce an ingredient or get something wrong about an ingredient. A hate comment would be, you're fucking stupid. Who the fuck are you to talk about this? Like, you're not a dermatologist. You should delete your channel.
Right.
Constructive criticism. Or even less than that. Like, you know, you pronounce that wrong. You don't deserve to be talking about this.
Right,
or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Constructive criticism would be like, hey... just so you know, you said this wrong and this ingredient actually does this. As simple as that. I mean, that's constructive criticism.
Yeah, exactly.
Correcting is absolutely fine. It's about the delivering of how you, I guess, how you personally feel about it as well. Like, instead of coming out with an angry stance, you should be trying to educate or to show your side of the argument or the opinion rather than taking it as a personal attack. And that's what I kind of think the difference is between those.
Can I give another example of constructive criticism?
Plus.
So, this is actually, I have screenshots. So this is actually...
Try to find some hate comments because usually I just go to Held for Review on my YouTube channel and I find them. But this morning I woke up to like none.
Yeah.
Not that I do every morning, but...
Yeah. So I once told like this story on Twitter. It was a story time about a weird client I had, if that makes sense. Mm. And this girl replied with the word interesting and then a gif or gif of someone falling asleep, like implying I was boring. So I was in a bad mood that day, so I blocked her anyway.
Yeah.
So somebody, she mentioned on somebody else's Twitter that they mentioned me, and she was like, oh, they blocked me, please tell him to unblock me. And then
why?
This other person, I don't know if it would mind me saying name, was like, oh, he blocked me for no reason. And this other person said, I wouldn't consider what you said to him, no reason, you insulted him. And then this other person that chimed in was like, first of all, if Robert follows this person, we already know his judgment is off and not who we thought he was. If he's going around blocking people over small shit like this, you're better off. Seems someone has a big head since gaining followers. Not a good choice. And third of all, that's not a reason to block someone. That's someone that needs thicker skin. He had no idea why you commented that. And perception is not always truth. But he didn't have a decency to ask. Have him treat his subs like Jeffree Star does. See how that
works.
Oh
my gosh, shut up.
You know what would have been constructive criticism from the get-go? If that girl had said, hi Robert, I follow you on Twitter to keep up with your makeup something. This story isn't really, you know, what I'm here for. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. Unfollow me.
Yeah.
You know, I have all this content over my Instagram. I have all this content over on my YouTube. That's great. But to be like, imagine if we were having a conversation and then you were saying something and I went, interesting, and then pretended to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, fuck you. I don't know why you're doing this.
Well, why does she want to be unblocked?
I know. And then to have someone be like, he doesn't know why you left that comment. So are you saying there's a deeper reason to why she was being a dick?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
No.
I don't understand that. So to me, and then also constructive criticism, something I get a lot on my channel, is about sound levels. It's about, you know, maybe add this into your video so we can see the product more, or do this with something, which I really, really appreciate. I have somebody who every time they watch my video, they'll come back with this sounds really naggy, but it's not, because I've asked for her help. She comes back with input on my sound and my lighting, because it's her job to do that professionally, and because I want it so perfected. She always comes back with constructive criticism, and it's got to a point where we have like FaceTime calls, and she'll help me set up my camera and help me set up my lighting and things like that. That's constructive criticism. If there's an insult behind your constructive criticism, you're doing constructive criticism wrong. If you feel you have to, also constructive criticism isn't a joke. You're not like joking. If you have to say joking, or if somebody's offended by something, you have to think why you've offended, how you offended that person, and why what you said is offensive.
This is the thing, though. We talk about how, you know, they wouldn't do that in real life, and that's the thing. Is I think a lot of people feel like the internet isn't real life, because it's not. And I think one thing I always come across, I remember when I used to block people, I still block people a lot.
Yeah.
You know, do them a favor, if they don't like your shit, you can block them,
so
they never have to see it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to continue to nag or whatever. One thing that I had a lot of, which people don't do so much now, is like basically telling me I had to put up with this because I am a brand.
Right.
You are a brand. Yeah. You know, I can't believe you talk to your subscribers like this. It's like, I love my subscribers. Like, I talk to, like, there's loads of them that I recognize. There are subscribers that I wait for their comment when a video goes live. I will look for their comment.
Exactly.
And we'll have a chat, and we're usually in each other's DMs and stuff, and we're chatting off YouTube as well. But this whole we are a brand thing, you are a brand when you have a brand. Do you know what I mean? Like, but there is still a real person there. And one thing no one would take or should take is shit like that from people. So it doesn't matter. Like, what they don't realize is when they're not watching us online, we're at home cooking dinner, we're walking the dog, we're picking up dog shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're normal people with everyday normal lives. The moment we are off the internet, we have other things. We're not like Mac. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you insult Mac, you're not insulting one person.
Right. We're not a customer service department.
We're not a customer service. Yeah. So, and especially with the way the internet is, you have every right, and you should in every way try and protect yourself in any form, no matter what that is.
Yeah.
So when people are saying like, oh no, you shouldn't block people who leave hate comments, I kind of get that, because I don't. Like, I don't. I block repeat offenders. I will block people who insult other people on my comment section. I block people who leave a hate comment every single time. I block people who leave a hate comment within the first 30 seconds of posting a video, because that's what they've been waiting. That's what they're there for. If someone leaves a comment saying, oh, fucking hate this video, I'll approve it. I'll let it through the spam. Like, who really cares at the end of the day? I'm at that point now where hate comments affect me less than they used to. Like, I love all the positive comments. And it's unfortunately, it's just something you expect now. But YouTubers aren't... You shouldn't see YouTubers as a brand. And I think that's where people get confused, is that they know the business side behind it is we're meant to present ourselves as a brand. We're meant to have, like a concept, you know? We're meant to have, like, this whole imagery, like, graphics that match our whatever. And I think people are kind of, like, who aren't online... present themselves online have kind of discovered that and be like, well, you're a brand, you're a business, you know, is this the way you treat your customers? And it's like, I don't have customers, I have subscribers.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I have, you know,
well, how dare you have your subscribers like that? So you're saying that if somebody comes up to you and goes, you're a fucking, I fucking hate you, you're fucking ugly, and then because it can be that deep, and then you block them, or you're like, why are you saying this? Why, how dare you speak to, it's a customer service situation. Like you said, we don't have a whole business behind us. We're not a whole team. There isn't somebody else who looks at these comments and it's like, I'm sorry you didn't find this video satisfactory.
Yeah, sorry you feel that way.
£5 off our merchandise. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's not how it works. If you, we make this content in our homes, in our bedrooms, in our offices, and we check our comments while we're watching TV, while, you know, whatever, while we're in bed. If I'm in my bed, in my house, and I see a hate comment, you're still in my space. You're still...
You're going to protect yourself in your space.
I'm going to protect myself in my space. So I'm going to block you. That's just how it is. And if you're that desperate to not be blocked, you're more than welcome to make another account, you know?
Yeah. But and if you block feel you
like
again.
You shouldn't... Yeah, if you feel like you shouldn't be blocked for insulting somebody or potentially insulting somebody, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Can I read a hate comment?
Oh, yeah.
This is something... This isn't to me. This is to someone else. This is from Cara C, who's a YouTube creator.
Oh, love her, yes.
Yeah, and this is an email that they got.
An email?
So, yeah, so not even a hate comment. So this was obviously to, like, the business email. Oh, and I'm just going to give a trigger warning. This is really graphic and really quite intense.
Oh, yes, and we know some people listen to this podcast with their kids, so I'm sorry about swearing as well.
Trigger warning off. There's just so much. I don't know what to cover. Okay, I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
So, you're a hideous, psychotic retard. No wonder you're fat and got to this stage. Go kill yourself, no matter what you look like a trans. Stop crying about what happened. I thin skin bitch. I don't know what that means. Sad, lonely dog barking about shit online. No one wants to see an ugly, fat transgender. It's too ugly. Why the hell is your shit coming to my page, bitch? Did you get raped and abused to get that fat? Don't show your ugly body to us. Cover up, shameless whale. People like you don't have a right to live. You're horrible and fucked in the head. You need comments from others to live. And if you get one that you think is criticism, you'll emotionally eat and get fat like a hippo. You unstable retard. You need to be in a mental ward. Bye, whore. What
the fucking
fuck is that? What I'm laughing because it's so insane.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, this is two paragraphs long. Somebody has taken their time, first of all, to sit there and write that out. And I actually have their email address, but we won't do that because that's doxing, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But somebody has taken their time to sit there and write this email to this person because they didn't like the way they looked. And this is the thing. Notice that sentence in there as well. What was it? You need comments from others to live, and if you get one that you think is criticism, you emotionally eat and get fat like a hippo. So is this criticism? Is this
constructive criticism? No, yeah.
Has the person who received this maybe had, like, a brief argument with this person in the past and they've gone and made an email address to send this hate? Mm. Like, what kind of person is this sending this message? And this is where I think it's really important for influencers or anyone, even if you have 100 subscribers, 10 subscribers, if somebody says anything to you that you consider insulting, whether or not it's constructive criticism, let's be real, just block them. What's the harm on your end?
Yeah.
Is it really that deep, you know? But that email is disgusting.
That's disgusting. Whoever, it's people like that. Obviously, there is, like, a psychology behind hate comments and trolls.
Right,
and, I'm not prepared for this podcast ever, so I was going to watch a video about it, but I ended up not. About psychology behind
it. I ended up watching old 50s adverts about, about cereal.
Yeah, so this is a thing as well. So we could go into, like, the psychology of trolls, but in my opinion, that would mean having to have sympathy with somebody who clearly doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, having to have empathy, sorry, with someone who clearly doesn't have any for you. And I think, in a way, like, there have been a few times when I've replied to hate comments and brought them round and made them into a subscriber. Mm-hmm. They left a hate comment and I tried to, and I've attempted to pick constructive criticism out of it. And I've basically replied with a rephrase of their comment and said, is this what you mean? And they replied like, yes. I'm like, okay, well, first of all, you didn't put that very well, but this is my reply to that. And then it's kind of led to a normal conversation. But you shouldn't have to do any of that. You shouldn't have to do that. It's as simple as blocking something to protect yourself online, which people have to do nowadays. And the more everyday average people become these influencers, you know, influencers can be anything from somebody with, you know, like 500 followers to somebody with a million. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's easier and easier nowadays to have this kind of online presence. And with that comes more and more trolls and more and more hate comments and, like, the likelihood that you are going to get, like, hate comments. So just do whatever you need to protect yourself, you know?
I've had some great conversations with people who, for example, I had a conversation with this lady who watched one of my videos and it was like brands I wouldn't use. And I'm not very fond of the brand Huda Beauty because of some history they have.
Yeah.
So she added me in one of her stories and it was quite harsh, let's say, about how I, you know, got popular on YouTube. It was like he got popular by hating people, which isn't true. Why did he disagree with that? by being rude to people. And she added me in the story, so obviously she wanted me to see it. So I replied, I was like, just so you know, I never personally insult anybody in my videos like you did just insult me in your story. Here's how I feel about Huda Beauty. And we had a conversation in the like messages. And it was absolutely fine. We had a normal conversation. I gave my point of view. She gave her point of view. Somewhere in between, it got a little bit, like, a little bit heated, but not heated.
Yeah.
And then it got really good. And we ended it in a way, and I always try to make sure this happens, in a way that, like I would with anyone, if I had an argument with, like, a colleague at work. Not that I go to work anymore, but, you know, I mean, if I have in the past. Ended it in a way where we didn't have to leave liking each other or following each other, even though we do. Or anything like that, but leave in a way it's where it's like, here's what I mean and here's what I meant, if that makes sense. I'm sorry you were insulted by it, but I still feel this way. It's no reflection on you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to leave things in a way. You can have an opinion, you can have a different opinion to someone and not feel the need to insult them. You don't need to be like, you're ugly, you're fat, you're a whale, you eat, because somebody leaves you hate comments, whatever that means. So it's if there's a humane way and a decent human way to do it, to leave constructive criticism. And here's the thing, like, we can not like people, but social media makes it so easy to not like those people effectively.
Publicly and personally.
Let's lighten the mood. Let's play a game, James.
Okay.
We asked people to send us hate comments that they'd received on their social media. Somebody sent me hate comments. They looked through my comments like, this is all I could find. I was like, oh no, I didn't mean send me my hate comments.
Yeah, but some people were sending me like made up ones. It's like, no, don't roast me.
But it was actually really good because it kind of helps with this game. We wanted to play a little game of would you block or would you not? So if you were to receive this comment on any of your social medias, would you block them or would you carry on letting them be them?
Yeah.
So these aren't our comments, they are someone, other people's.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. So James,
okay.
Would you block somebody if they left this comment on your social medias?
Yes.
And I quote, I swear to be a MUA, a makeup artist, you have to be talented, your makeup is shit, and I did went through your Instagram. I'm not even aggressive. Not even the fact... What? It's not even the fact who is it for makeup is shit. You ain't an MUA. I don't even know what that means.
I would panic and just click off because I would not know what I just read.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would, not the first time, but I would probably block them, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would block them. I think yeah. It's the... where's it gone?
I do have to say, though, sorry,
yeah.
before we go into this, I think there's a difference when you have a certain subscribe account or follow account. Like, mm-hmm. when I was on, like, 20k or 10k, I was blocking people left, right, and centre. Nowadays,
yeah, because you can manage it
much.
Yeah,
you manage
exactly.
it, and you get kind of, it sounds bad, but you do get used to it, and you realise that you just don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I would have blocked that, yeah.
Yeah, it's the bit where it's like, your makeup is shit, and I went through your Instagram. I'd be like, well, first of all, you're stalking me to leave a hate comment.
Yeah,
well, not like stalking, because everything's private, but you've made an effort to leave a hate comment. That's when I would block, if I saw it.
Mm. Yeah.
James, do you have one for me?
I do, here's one. You look good, but you need Botox.
I wouldn't block.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, thank you, and yes, I'm getting it next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all right. That's quite tepid.
Yeah.
This is from a girl called Lacey, who mm-hmm. has her own YouTube channel, and somebody left a comment on hers. Her YouTube channel starts with Spooky Lips is the first part of her channel. Yeah. So this person commented, I will never forget when somebody told me I need to change my username because I liked glossy lips, and therefore it was misleading to call myself Spooky Lips.
Say that again.
So somebody commented on her thing to say that because she likes glossy lips, or like has glossy lips, it's misleading to call herself Spooky Lips.
Why and how?
I think I would have to say something. I wouldn't block. I'd be like, can you explain further your background?
Yeah. There's another thing. Someone tweeted me the other day. They said something like, oh, now we all know how you really are. No, I can't remember what it was. Now you'll know how disgenuine you really are. You've been exposed. And I was like, where's this come from? I was like, can you please elaborate? And they never replied back to me. It's like, what are you talking about?
James, I'm trying to make this game flow and it's not really flowing.
Oh, it's flowing. Hang on, I'm trying to find one. Oh, why do you do... Okay, so here's one. Why do you do skincare when you're ugly?
Oh my God.
This isn't mine, but none of these are mine, by the way.
I would block that one.
Yeah, because I think I would too.
Yeah, only because it's like a little bit childish. It's like, you're going to say something again, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would block that one.
They're the kind of person that like is just trying to hurt someone. So exactly. They probably, that weird enough that they've subscribed to you and probably got notifications on as well.
Exactly, yeah, 100%. Next one. My eyes are bleeding.
Oh, I would just leave it because I'm like...
I think I would leave it.
I wouldn't block. I'd just be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know... heard that before. So someone has told me on Instagram that they have been told before that their account is going nowhere and that they should just give up on putting content out.
Oh, I would block that.
Yeah, I think I would block that too, or I would keep them around so they can see how successful I'm going to be. Do you know what I mean? Because like this person's content, I actually follow them and their stuff is amazing and they're getting more and more traction. So it depends on the case. I would let them see everything and see how far you're getting.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So listen, I've got one here.
Yeah.
You need to really chill on the Botox. Your face literally didn't move when you fake cried.
You know what? It stops the aging process. So.
It does stop the... This is the thing as well, because I'm getting all my filler done tomorrow, I think. No, yeah. On Thursday. And we just don't see it as a bad thing. Like, people use this Botox and filler as a negative, and we're like, right. Why are you...
No, like, one's... Yeah, it's... I don't get it. It's like, yeah, you're stating a fact. It's when people are like, you're gay. It's like, yeah,
I know.
Straight.
Like, yeah, like, what else like are you telling me?
you're saying a fact. I don't get it. Here's one that was... Sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying, like, they say it like when I did my last Botox video, they're like, how can we trust you as a skincare channel when you get Botox? And it's like, Botox doesn't improve how your skin looks. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get that. Fine lines, yeah, but it's not like you use anti-aging products and don't record the process. If somebody had Botox and they were like, oh, look how much this anti-aging face cream has worked, then I'll be like, no, you're a fucking liar.
You're a liar, yeah.
But I wouldn't comment it. No. So this is actually left on my channel.
Oh.
So some poor, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound mean, but I find
right,
his videos
very... Right,
that's
where you stop.
Yeah, I find his videos very cringy. Now, this can be considered constructive criticism, but at the same time, it's not. Like, I wouldn't block this person, but why did you have to write this?
Yeah, but then also...
And why, I'm sorry,
why
I
do you find
mean.
It... Yeah. Right, if you have to start a sentence with not being rude, not being racist, but not being mean, but sorry if this sounds mean, that's when you know when to stop, because you already know how it's going to come across.
Yeah.
The thing here, if this person had said, this was a bit tough to watch and this is why...
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Absolutely.
But then also going from that, if they said this is a bit tough to watch and it's because I found it cringy, it's like, well, fucking why? Like, tell me why.
But if it was like, if it was a video like, this is I didn't enjoy this video because I personally really like this person or I really like this brand and I found you to be quite harsh and abrasive. And I'll be like, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to come across like that. It's, my face doesn't move and I genuinely sound miserable sometimes, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Then I could answer that question, but Chess Lavez.
Yeah, Chess Lavette. So that's the end of our hate comment quick fire round.
Yeah. Pew, pew. Pow, okay. Pow, pow, pow. So, like we said earlier, we wanted to hear your opinion, as we do all the time. Not too many opinions, but...
Yeah, don't just come at us with opinions.
Don't just come at us with opinions. So, like I mentioned, we did ask you a question. Do you think influencers should block people who leave hate comments, not constructive criticism? And we also asked people if they said no, we would love to hear why in your DMs. Like, why shouldn't people block people? So let me just start from the top here.
What was the percentage?
Oh, yeah. Good one, James.
Thanks.
So 83% yes.
Yeah.
And 17% no.
Interesting.
And that's from 4,626 votes.
Okay.
So we had a good
pool, a good pool.
Yeah. I can't do maths, but I'm guessing that is a percent.
That's a good percent.
So let's read this comment. Sometimes when I can see a hate comment, I have a strong need to write a supportive one. Normally I wouldn't comment at all. So some hate comments can rise a wave of support or constructive criticism. Or when
No, I just said, ooh.
Oh, sorry. Or when... What? Or when just checking someone I don't like to ensure I still don't like them, it's nice to see some hate comments just to know I'm not the only one. But nothing extreme. If someone is clicking on your videos or posts just to leave completely bullshit hate, block them. Real haters will always make a new profile anyway. We as a society have always been like this. We just moved from throwing stones onto publicly shaming people who are leaving hate comments on the internet. What? Stones on public. Yeah, I get what you're saying. 100%. It's so true. People have always wanted to hate people.
Yeah, 100% agree. And absolutely. You know, we see that, like, we talked about this last week, but in the kind of videos we make sometimes, like, brands I'll never review, brands I hate, people like to hate on things. Like, it's just like, you know, one thing I will say is, about seeing hate comments that spur them on to want to leave a positive, which I think is actually a really, really good point. Like, sometimes I'll get comments that I'm like, don't understand the hate on this, I support you, whatever, and I hadn't seen any hate comments. So I'm like, wait, what, there's hate on this video? Which, you know, again, doesn't bother me. But one thing I do sometimes have issue with, and sometimes I'll delete a hate comment, is because the people that then, who do usually support me, leave really horrible comments on that hate comment to that person. And I'd rather just not have to see that and deal with that, so I will delete that comment, absolutely. If that makes sense. Like, as much as that person's come onto the channel and, you know, left a very generic hate comment, which, you know, if they don't know you personally, don't take it personally. So yeah, sometimes I will, like, delete those comments. But I completely get all of that. That's a very, very good point.
Yeah. So here's another one. It feels too much like censorship, referring to blocking people, and that is a slippery slope. At what point do you stop, and what is considered a hate comment? But then, that also doesn't mean that influencers should just let themselves be harassed. Maybe an in-between compromise should be taken. Serial hate commenters who only come to leave negativity could be blocked. I don't know. To each their own. I haven't listened to any of a recent podcast, so if this was already discussed, I'll see myself out. No, you're just on time. That just is a very good point. I actually do agree that it is a slippery slope, because if you're a big, big influencer and you delete every single piece of hate, every single bit of constructive criticism, it is kind of, it's difficult because it's censoring. It's like if you have an Amazon shop almost, but not, because we're not a company, but if you were to put out a product and you delete all your bad comments, which I don't think you can, reviews, which I don't think you can, but just for example, it is censoring. Oh, it's difficult. It's really difficult.
This is like why I do let, like, hate comments through and things like that, because not everyone's gonna like you, and I think to like have to, like, just keep your comments positive is very unrealistic. But then also saying that, like they said, you shouldn't have to put up with these comments in the first place. You know, we're not like a brand who are censoring people's opinions. We're not a news agency who are censoring like different political views. We are someone who is trying to filter out comments that are attacking us as a person.
I think that's where
the difference is. But I do understand where they're coming from, because I will let comments through. Like, I let any comments through. If it's attacking me or someone else, then I will delete it and block if it's really necessary. But I do get that you can't keep everything 100% positive, and not everyone's going to like you, and nor have I ever expected that. Or I don't think... It's sad to say, but we all know hate comments is part of the package now. We know people are going to dislike us. Like, you know, this whole fucking Reddit forums, Guru Gossip, you know, like, they do their own thing over there and they can keep their trash over there. But I think to bring it onto, like, someone's public platform like that, we do have a right to, you know, add some censorship in there.
Yeah.
If we feel like it's too much.
Going on from that, somebody did say, I say no to blocking people because it comes with a job. Everybody gets hate, and personally, it helps me grow in one way or another.
That's interesting. There's been some comments where I've been like, oh, you know what, actually, shit, like, I did a video and people, like, a couple people, like, I really didn't like the way you presented this, like, I didn't like the way you came across in this, and I watched that video back and I was like, oh my god, like, I really don't like myself in this video. So it was helpful, but that was constructive. Do you know what I mean? And again, I think it's that fine line between what is a hate comment and what's a constructive criticism that you can actually grow and improve from.
And I think there's a point where people say, you know, hate just makes you grow stronger.
Not every day.
But not every day. Not every day, not every video, not every hour. And does letting these people get away with just being dicks, because that's what they are.
Yeah,
being weird people who sit at home leaving hate comments, letting them get away with it, is that making you go stronger? Is letting somebody else be a bad person making you go stronger?
Is it encouraging that behavior as well? But I do see what they mean by, you know, and in a way, like, the negativity that when you do get hate comments, it does make you go stronger in the sense that because they're so normal and commonplace on YouTube, you do end up not being bothered by them and completely ignoring them.
And like you said earlier, a hate comment comes with a whole load of other amazing, nice comments. And you do see that people kind of have your back a little bit, and that's always nice. And here's the thing, when it's in terms of, like, it comes with a job, absolutely, like 100%.
One thing I will say though, the I think early in your online career, you should take every step you can. Sorry, we've both just been running up the stairs to get deliveries. I think you should be taking every step you can to block these people, because it could be really discouraging. It could actually, like, ruin what could be a very, very good career. And then when you get to a point where, I'm on, like, nearly 900,000 subscribers, I don't care now, do you know what I mean? But if I was getting this kind of feedback when I was on, sorry. If I was getting this kind of feedback when I was on, like, 6,000, 10,000, it would have been really, like, tough to kind of carry on with.
There are YouTubers and people who did so well on YouTube who have taken breaks from YouTube because hate comments got to them so much, it literally gave them depression. Like, they got depression from it. So when people are saying that it comes with a job and all this kind of stuff, if it affects somebody to a point of their mental health, that's not okay. And whether or not it comes a part of a job, it's like working in retail and saying, well, part of the job is customer complaints. But if a customer takes it to a point where they physically spit at you, or they shout at you, or they physically insult you, that's not okay. So if you're going to be in a point where somebody is mentally making you unwell, I mean, it's physical as well. That's not okay. So to be like, yeah, it comes with a job, or it's you know, it's okay, that's life.
This is the thing as well, like, going back to, like, people think online people aren't real people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the point where, like, oh, it's all online, they don't care, whatever. They're probably not even going to see this, I get sometimes. Like, oh, I don't think you see this comment.
Yeah.
Don't fucking read it if you're going to act like that when you get caught, you know?
Exactly.
Don't post it, sorry. Should we do one more and then round it up?
Yeah, I have. So it says, yes, absolutely, you should be able to block people. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom to mock and judge how anyone lives their life. Also, freedom of speech includes the freedom of not listening / reading hate comments. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I agree. 100% this agree is the thing. That. It's like, oh, well, it's a free country and it's free speech. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you could be a dick. Do you mean that's more of a representation of who you are than a representation of your human rights? Know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's not like, you know, it's a free country. I could go and spit on the old lady walking her dog out the window. I could say what I want, but I'm not going to do it because I'm not a dick, you know?
Exactly. Also, it's kind of harassment if you do it in real life, you know? This one last one.
Also get arrested.
Yeah. I feel this message just sums up completely. It says, haters gonna hate, just don't give a shit. If you give a shit, just block them, period. 100%.
Yeah, that really is it. Well,
it shouldn't affect you to a point that if your favorite creator blocks somebody for hate comments, not for, you know, little things, but for a hate comment, it shouldn't affect you that much. And if it does, don't follow them. It's like, life isn't that deep to a point where it's offensive if somebody blocks someone. Make another account. What's offensive is people thinking they can insult people and getting away with it. That's what's offensive. At the end of the day.
No, at the end of the day, that's it. I mean, I personally don't care. Like, if you're going to leave a hate comment, make it good. So we can have a back and forth, you know?
Here's the thing. I don't check my comments enough. I check them when I post a video. I'll check it for a while, but I don't go back through my videos and look through the comments. So if there's hate comments there, they're sitting there gathering dust. Like, it doesn't affect me in any way at all anymore.
I must say, this is the reason why a lot of YouTubers I know, like us two, we only check our comments within the first hour of posting, because after that you get all the stragglers coming in, the hate comments, all that kind of stuff. And now I do understand why people who are in their millions of subscribers don't check them at all, because 100%. The crap they must receive must be insane.
And it's really upsetting, because one of my favorite things about being on YouTube, being on Twitter, being on Instagram, I love using Twitter because I feel like it's more personal. You know, like, you can talk to people more and you see the same people and you talk to each other all the time. Is talking to other people. I do my YouTube channel to, you know, educate people, teach people, connect with people, read to people. And to have that, to think that if I was to reach a certain amount of subscribers, it would be,
you can't do that anymore,
unhealthy for my mental health to do that. That's really upsetting. That's really sad. And this is why people don't connect with their subscribers and can't connect with them, because there's that
they're protecting
fear.
Themselves.
Yeah, yeah, there's that. That's all they're doing, and it's really upsetting because that's what you should be doing as a creator. For the people who put you in that position to be able to create full time, you want to connect with them and you want to be able to talk to them as much as you can.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that for me is the only downside of hate comments and trolls, is they make people not want to check comments.
Yeah.
And then you lose that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then this is the... Okay, we'll leave it at that.
I've got work to do. Let's leave it on a high.
Yeah.
What's a high? It's almost October.
It's nearly Halloween.
Congratulations, everyone. I can't wait to get candles. New Halloween candles.
New Halloween candles. I want a proper Halloween tree this year. Like, bendy sticks.
Bendy sticks. I want a really classy Halloween. I want white pumpkins. I want... I want it to look like... I don't know. I guess rich. I guess a rich Halloween. Okay, if somebody had too much money, not that I do, and they didn't understand Halloween, it's like, oh yeah,
let's do this.
Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm like, this year I want pop up Halloween shop that turns into Christmas shop kind of.
That's
Halloween
really
decorations.
Cute. You know what? I really like the old Halloween decorations. Can I just say something? If you live in the UK and you like Halloween decorations and Halloween stuff, but it's so hard to get that kind of like Americana Halloween stuff here, which is amazing. There's a shop, and this isn't an advertisement, it's just something I regularly get from. There's a shop called October31st.co.uk. It's so good. It's based in the UK, and they do all like Halloween stuff. They do like the old like Halloween cardboard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. And they do like random shit on there as well, but it's a really, really good... Shop. Is that Brie?
That's Brie. Can you hear her?
Oh, yeah.
She's having some water play in the garden.
Oh.
Yeah, she looks barking at the hose. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us and for sending in your questions. Please remember to follow... Oh, what?
I was just going to say, James, that I think don't feel like you should be doing skincare videos because... I was going to leave you a hate comment.
You wait till I leave a hate comment on your Twitter later. But yes, thank you so much. Yeah. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a comment here on this Podular Cast. Robert, what are our handles?
Listen, James, Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast. Twitter, I forget, but it's there somewhere.
The DPCD.
DCPDPCP. What else have we got? I think that's pretty much it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you. We'll listen to you soon.
We'll listen to all of you soon. That's how podcasts work.
Yeah, we're in your room. Yeah. All right. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.